Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 12th. The grains closed higher here today. December corn up 7¾ cents at 577¼. December wheat up 4½ cents at 817. And January beans up 22¾ cents at 1244¼. The meal was up 1760 a ton at 362.10. The oil was 17 ticks lower at 58.97. You know, I just haven't been a big believer in this bull market the last couple of days. I didn't think the reports were friendly, but the markets rallied anyway. And I think what I'm missing here is the fact that the funds are more concerned with inflation than they are anything else. Coming into today, I only had the funds long about 17,000 wheat, 29,000 beans, and short 3,000 oil. They were long, short 3,000 meal, but they were long 62,000 oil. So certainly wheat, beans, and meal, they have a lot of room if the funds want to buy this stuff. And if the funds want to buy it because of inflation, it doesn't really matter what the fundamentals are going to do. It may be just a money game out here right now. So in the meantime, you know, the market's closed okay. Corn got up to 582, but broke a nickel by the close. Couldn't close over 580. Closed at 577¼. D's wheat closed about 9, almost 10 cents off its high. Only up 4½ cents. And the beans closed about a nickel off its highs. So it wasn't quite as stellar as it could have been. December meal got up right up to the 200-day moving average, literally to the tick, and then broke about $6, but then came back a couple of bucks on the close. But it's still, you know, a strong close up, $17 a ton. I just have my question of how much longer they're going to support the meal out here. But certainly, you know, after today, the funds will be long, in my opinion. Overall, you know, I'm just, from a fundamental standpoint, I can't justify it. From a technical standpoint, the market looks good. And that's really, in my opinion, based on the funds. Now, we do know the American farmer is holding an awful lot of grain. At these high prices that we've had, they don't want to be selling much grain. They want to wait till after the first of the year and move it into a different tax year, which I think is problematic. After the first of the year, we could see some pretty good selling. Brazil is in phenomenal shape. Argentina is going to get more rains over the weekend. Australia is drying out in the east and getting rains in the west, exactly what they need. So I don't see any real critical weather problems out here for the time being. I would expect pretty big production. And, you know, as somebody mentioned today, and I firmly agree with this, that if we can grow record corn crops and record bean crops with the weather we had this year, what are we going to do when we get good rains in July and August and, you know, 85 to 90 degree temperatures? I have a feeling that, you know, yields will absolutely explode. Now, with this climate change stuff, is that going to happen? I don't know. But we haven't had a really good growing year in several years out here. So, you know, if Brazil has a good year, we have a good year next year. I think these prices are just well worth protecting. You've got new crop corn out here at 548.5. You've got new crop beans out here at 1240. You've got new crop wheat out here at 816. I just don't think these are prices you want to pass up. I think these are prices you need to be protecting with put options. And if we get more fun buying in here, we'll let go of some cash on the rallies. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.